It's a time for this morning's press pass, and we are joined now by Jim Fink from Business First. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's everyone? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you as well. Some disappointing news last week to hear from the Canadian Consulate, so long a part of the fabric here in Western New York, that it is going to be moving out of the area. What's the impact of that?
The impact is huge. First of all, Buffalo being such a key international destination, between, especially cross-border between U.S. and Canada, obviously, the Peace Bridge, the Lewis and Queenston Bridge, the amount of Canadians who use the Buffalo Airport. The impact, the ripple effect for this is going to be felt long and hard in this region. It goes a lot more than just losing 75 jobs and the HSBC Tower losing another tenant. It really, really puts a huge dent in Buffalo's position as sort of the bridge to Canada. And unfortunately, this isn't Buffalo's fault. This is a decision made in Ottawa. Buffalo had no control over it. Everyone was blindsided by it. I know a lot of our political and business leaders are sitting there screaming, but you know what? The Harper government, they don't care. But, you know, Chuck Schumer has no clout, really, in Washington. Andrew Rudnick has no clout in, Chuck Schumer has no clout in Ottawa. Andrew Rudnick, you know, has no clout in Ottawa. Harper, these people, they don't vote in Canada. They have no impact on the Harper administration.
Can you go, though, into what the consulate, though, brought, besides the jobs and the space?
And the prestige.
But what was it, prestige? Were there more practical application, though?
There was. It was an immigration hub, but although Canadian laws have changed a little bit on that. But it was the immigration hub. It was the business hub. It was the conduit. If you were from Canada and you were looking for a U.S. presence or trying to get into the U.S. in a lot of different ways, business-wise, personal-wise, the Canadian consulate in Buffalo was the place that you went to.
And we talked about the tower. You kind of referred to it, though, that this is disappointing for the HSBC Tower. Obviously, HSBC's news for Buffalo has not been good, but there's other difficulties ahead for that tower.
Well, the Canadian consulate was the third largest anchor tenant of that tower. HSBC was the largest. They have 653,000 square feet over 22 floors. Phillips Lytle has roughly 80,000 square feet. The Canadian consulate had two floors in the tower. You take those three out of the picture, and you know, we know definitely that Phillips Lytle is leaving. You know the consulate's leaving. HSBC, as we know, is restructuring. We're not sure how much space they will keep, if any, in that building, how many employees they will keep, if any, in that building, or if they'll shift everything over to the atrium over on Washington Street. So you have the largest multi-tenant office building in Buffalo. In the next 18 months, potentially looking at going from a 98% occupancy rate down to about a 10% occupancy rate. That has a huge impact, and not a good one, in downtown Buffalo.
Since we brought it up, and maybe this is something for another press pass, but that tower, how attractive is it, finally, to the modern business individual or company, how attractive really is it finally? I mean, obviously, back in its day, it brought in a huge bank. It was part of their center core here in Western New York. But is it finally an attractive spot for future tenants?
It should be for a couple of reasons. First of all, because of those three main tenants, the building was, as I said, about 98% leased. It really wasn't on the real estate market per se because it was full. Now suddenly it's a real estate option, and there's always shuffling going on. You know, I know for a fact there's several law firms out looking for space whose contract leases are coming up for renewal. There's other businesses out there looking. So suddenly HSBC Tower is in play. Now also consider its location. It's right on the hub of Canal Side, which is going to be a very vibrant area, especially once the canals and everything gets built in there. It's 2 or 3 years from now, Canal Side area is going to be one of the hottest areas in Buffalo, I predict. You have, hopefully, the Erie Canal Harbor folks taking over the Outer Harbor property. Suddenly, there's going to be a lot of development emphasis in that, that stretch from downtown Buffalo going out to Lackawanna. And who sits right on the edge of that? The HSBC Tower. So that's a possibility for office tenants. Or maybe they have to rethink the purpose of the building. Maybe it should be multi-purpose, like the Avant or the Lafayette or the Statler, where there's a residential component, maybe a hotel component, and an office component. It's not just 38 stories of Class A office space, but maybe some sort of mixed use in there.
On the international front, U.S. and Canada somewhat together on the Nick Walenda walk, right?
Honestly, maybe because we're so close to it, but I honestly believe outside of the 716 area code and the 905 area code, the walk may be not as big on the radar screens as we may think it is closer to the event.
Does that play into the item that we saw regarding Walenda looking for basically funds, right, trying to raise some funds to cover some of his expenses?
Well, the expenses, he said, were a lot more than what he anticipated. He does have some sponsorship dollars from ABC and other places. But I think my guess is I think he probably had some sponsors who pulled out, and now he's looking for a way to recoup his hard costs for this.
The cost of the Buffalo Philharmonic occasionally comes up, right? The cost of arts and culture here in Western New York does get underwritten to a certain extent. But you have an interesting piece regarding the other side of the coin, the impact, the benefits of the BPO. Get into that a little bit, please.
In their annual report to the public, they did a mathematical formula, and they figured out that the orchestra's overall annual impact on this region is somewhere around $25 million, and Dan Hart thinks that's a very conservative number. About $7.7 million of that is salaries, because they have about 400 full and part-time employees, ranging from janitors to, like, Joanne Folletta to Dan Hart. I mean, you run the gamut there.
Right.
You have to think of the BPO at least in multiple levels. There's the artistic level. They have an international reputation. Joanne Folletta she's like the Jimi Hendrix of conductors, I guess.
Right. She's a star. I mean, there's no
She's an A-level star. The BPO themselves is also on the A circuit of orchestras. They're playing Carnegie Hall in a year from now. That says something right there. They have that recording contract with Naxos. They're on public radio on various programs. They're on satellite radio on various programs. That's one level. They are a big part of the quality of life of West New York. That's another part of the equation, another level. They're, in many respects, as important to the quality of life of Buffalo as the Bills or the Sabres. Albright Knox is in that same category, I would say. Shays. But so you have the quality of life issue. And you have the, as I said, the economic development, the spinoff issue. People going to dinner before they go to the BPO. That's important, too.
Jim Fink, as always, great to talk to you on Press Pass.
No problem. We'll see you next month.